You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City this morning. My name is Lori, and I am so happy to have in the studio here with me the group Strings. And that is a folk duo from England.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
We have Strings.
That's me.
That's right. And Martin Giles.
Hi.
On guitar. Well, it is a thrill to have you here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're traveling around and seeing our fine country and our fine countryside here and playing some music as you go.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's right.
That's right. And you have just lovely work. I really appreciate your music. It's just wonderful.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, where are you from, by the way?
We're from London.
Okay.
The English London, not one of the American Londons. Southeast London for me, which is the kind of the rougher bit.
And West London, which is, I don't know if it's posh, but it's...
Posh
it's
compared with South East London, mate.
It's rough as Lewisham.
Yeah. So we're kind of, we're from there, and the band is based in sort of a mixture of London and Cambridge. And we've just kind of taken time off work to come and see the States and experience a bit of the music scene and sing a few songs for people.
Excellent. Well, we welcome you, and we'd love to hear a song.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, we can do you a song called Bobble Hats and Beer, which is on our first album, The Thrill of Maintaining Momentum. And it's kind of a song about, you know, when you're kind of chewing the fat with your friends and just talking about life, the universe and everything, and partners who might not be as good as they should be, and how you just want to kind of take care of your friends, get them out of that. Sometimes you see yourself as the tire tracks on a dog. Sometimes she makes you feel responsible. And though you smile like a child who's tried to help, she'll glance at you like paper too small to wrap a present. But you are not to blame for the dandelion feathers in your hair. And you were far away when she doubled up the pressure in your head, that she will fold her arms again to do you all kinds of untold harms again. And I catch in you the cringe of eye water at your cheek as the charcoal melt of old fires drifts in from out of sight. But you are not to blame for the dandelion feathers in your hair. And you were far away when she doubled up the pressure in your head. And I will find a way to make your eyes adjust to what is lost. Make the edges of your mouth kick to the sky. Where the Siamese twin talk and I joined at the hip walk. And our bubble hats and beer as we smoke our days down to the filter. Bend the rules like a perfect corner. Feel the hotness of our laughter like a kiss on the heart. Before you gain that unbearable scar, before you receive the dead flowers with the blank white card, before you've found yourself so solitarified. For you are not to blame for the dandelion feathers in your hair. And you were far away when she doubled up the pressure in your head. And I will find a way to make your eyes adjust to what is lost. Make the edges of your mouth kick to the sky. Where the lack of airs and graces and the old familiar faces and our bobble hats and beer as we smoke our days down to the filter. Bend the rules like a perfect corner. Feel the hotness of our laughter like a kiss on the heart. ever lost, I'll beat the world to finding you.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is so beautiful. You know, I have to read this review that's on your website. Strings continues to amaze with the depth and quality of her lyrics, intense and powerful lyrics combined with a voice that is gentle and warm. I wish I had the words to describe the music. It is gentle, lifting, melodic, haunting, textured, perfectly fitting for the tone and mood of the songs.
I think my mom wrote that.
Your mom. Your mom wrote that. Well, I think you have more than one fan.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So tell us about where do you get your inspiration for your songwriting?
Well, we came together because we came together through Joni Mitchell, basically.
Not physically through Joni Mitchell.
Not physically.
That would have been a bit weird.
Yes. but I was on the Joni Mitchell discussion list back in about 99, 2000, something like that. And through that met a chap up in Cambridge, about an hour's drive north from London, who was a bass player.
And Chris Marshall.
Yeah, and that's Chris Marshall, who is our bass player back in England now. He said he knew a singer, which was Strings, and he got us together. And for a while, we were just doing kind of covers at parties of Joni Mitchell songs.
But then we got bored.
Then we got bored, and thought, well, why don't we try writing a song too?
Mm.
That's kind of how it all started, really.
Well, it's beautiful, and you have a couple of CDs.
Yes.
And that one was from the first you mentioned?
Yeah, that's The Thrill of Maintaining Momentum.
Oh, okay.
That was a title that our bass player made up as well. Chris was having troubles with cars, normally having very, very fast cars and enjoying the thrill of acceleration. All he could manage at the time was the thrill of maintaining momentum. We thought, that's a great title.
So you have you are a duo here today,
yes.
But you have a band, and I noticed that you also said that Dan Cassidy, Eva Cassidy's brother,
that's
played
right,
with
you. Yeah.
Yes,
we were very, very, very lucky to get Dan on the Love and Other Vices album, and he came over from Iceland, where he lives with his wife, to come and record in London, which was just fantastic, really great.
Fascinating. Well, I'd love to hear another song. It's really captivating.
Okay. We'll play Frank's song. There's a little story behind that. Do you have time to hear that?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. This is about a guy that I met in a hospital in London, and we'll call him Frank. Basically, he came in with something that was fairly mild. He spilled his heart to me a little bit, and everything he wanted to talk about was about his wife, Margaret. And I heard the whole story about how they'd met when he was 17, and he was so shy he didn't dare approach her and all this kind of thing. And he told me everything right up to sort of 50 years on, when they'd been married for ages and ages, and she'd passed away. And his whole life was just about missing her. And I was just really moved by it, because I don't think you see that kind of love so much. You know, people are getting divorced all the time and all that kind of stuff. And I was really touched by it. And whilst he was in hospital, the staff that were in charge of him found out that he had something life-threatening wrong with him, and he needed an operation. And when this was explained to him, he just sort of smiled at the surgeon and said, oh, you know, thank you very much, but I think I'll go home. And I kind of thought, yeah, I can see where you're going with that. And it's to do with the promise that he made to his wife that he would always come home to her. And so I wrote Frank's song with Martin for this.
At 17 and shy as toes in socks and shoes, you met Margaret and thought she was ravishing. And that first kiss was standing on the doorstep of her lips, surrounded by the laughter in her hair, made you realize you'd been scattered between too many places till then. The world kept on turning around you, but you didn't notice at all. She said, "Don't leave me lonely as the bottom of the sea. When I'm with you, I dance on the waves." So you told her, you promised, you gave her your word. You said, "Margaret, even when I'm 102, I'll always come home again to you." When the war called you to leave her and dress in obedient clothes, it was the thought of seeing her again made you breathe in more air and kept death at arm's length with invisible arms. You sailed back from Dunkirk in the smallest of boats, which held just the promise and you. She cried when you told her the promise had saved you, since it couldn't be broken in two. She said, "You didn't leave me lonely as the bottom of the sea. Now you're here, I can dance on the waves." I believed you when you promised, you gave me your word. You said, "Margaret, even when I'm 102, I'll always come home again." At 83 she slept too long and was gone, and it was as though all your leaves fell in one wail of wind, and you were caught between the shock and the scarred place. A cold, absent-minded year drifted by, and you felt you'd been sifted like flour, left behind like a feather falling from a flying bird, to where past tense sentences held her name. Too many memories of a beautiful face, an excess of smiles you could neither see, touch, nor taste. You wanted only to be her favorite book, well read and returned to your place. When the doctor told you how you needed her help if you wanted to live for a day, you paused and you thought and you smiled and you stood, and you shook her strong hand and explained. You said, "Each day is 24 hours more grief, and I have a promise to keep. I've a promise to keep to my Margaret. It's time for us to dance on the waves again." I really should go home now. Yes, I really think it's time for me to go home now. I really think it's time for me to go home now. I really think it's time for me to go home.
You know, there are some songs that just you know, I had to have that pause. I had to have that pause to just take it all in. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the goosebumps.
Thank
wow.
you very much.
I mean, I don't know what to say. You left me speechless.
Well, I think you meet somebody like Frank and yeah, it left me speechless. Mm-hmm. You have to write songs about that kind of stuff. It's, yeah. You know, because when the moment's gone, otherwise it's lost. And I guess that's for us one of the big things about writing songs is capturing that moment and not letting it just disappear and be forgotten, you know?
Well, you do that. Your lyrics are so poetic, really. Very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
So you have, I want to let listeners know again that we're speaking with and hearing from Strings, and it is spelled Strings.
Yes.
Band from the UK, just to throw that in there. And how can people find out more about your music and such?
Our main website is a MySpace site, so that's www.myspace.com/strings, Strings.
That's the old English spelling of strings.
And we've got, I think we've got 5 songs on the player there, and there's a few videos of us as well.
So, yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that you had a couple of CDs, and this next one I have something queued up from is Love and Other Vices.
Uh-huh.
And would you like to introduce the song, and then we'll play something from Love and Other Vices.
Cool. This song's called Parachute Games. It's based on a game that I used to play when I was very little, where we all used to grab ends of a parachute and throw it up in the air and, you know, bring it down. We'd all sit inside it. And for me, it was a really kind of happy childhood memory. And I guess as I kind of went through life, I realised not everybody has those kind of memories. So this is kind of about sort of wishing that people could have that.
The innocence. Okay, let's go to the song Parachute Games.
You.
When I was littler than I am now, and not so grown up, there was a game we used to play with an old ex-army parachute, standing round in a circle of friends, holding the ends, we'd throw the silk high before jumping to the ground to watch from inside a huge white mushroom cloud sink soft without casualties. When we were small, we used to play and let the parachute silk fall down, enclosed so tightly in our upside down giant safety net. We let the parachute silk fall down. Allison has her rising eyes on Lord, excuse her father's bruise seeping deep across her cheek because she stood too close. One day she'll cut her long hair short to take the handle from hands which had caused her to fear the mistakes that all her friends we're allowed to learn from. When we were small, we used to play and let the parachute silk fall down, enclosed so tightly in our upside down giant safety net. We let the parachute silk fall down. Joshua is a share on a tiptoe detector. He believes that the third step down is the only friend who will ever creak a word against the people who keep him from sleep. He has dreams when he's fast awake about a safe place he will find and call his own where he can sleep in the bed and not up tight against the door. When we were small, we used to play and let the parachutes fall down and close so tightly in our upside down giant safety net. We let the parachute self fall down. Now we will find ourselves a field and an old ex-army parachute.
That is Strings from their CD Love and Other Vices. And in the studio with me here at KVMR is the duo, folk duo, Strings.
Hey.
From England, from London, you said. And you're traveling around here.
Yes.
And doing and playing some music here and there. And you have just a lovely voice, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Guitar work is wonderful. I'm really enjoying our time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning here at KVMR.
It's an absolute pleasure.
So where have you, what are your impressions as a British person, you know, traveling around here with the music scene and such in the US?
No, you're putting this on the spot.
Oh, I put you on.
It's all awful. No, it's lovely. I'm joking. It's great. We've had a great time. We've met up with lots of new people, made lots of friends. People are so generous and friendly around here. That's one of the loveliest things. You know, we'll be talking to someone for 5 minutes and they'll invite us home for a meal or something like that,
yes.
Or even to stay. You know, people are great. People are lovely over here.
Yeah. It's been really fab. And, you know, particularly, not really about music scene, but I like the fact that you guys over here, you just do refills on coffee forever. I just think it's brilliant. I'm feeling a bit jittery because we took advantage of that before the show.
Because that's not something you get in England. You know, you pay for your coffee and that's it. You want another one, you pay again.
It's an extension of the generosity, we think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, we're not the ugly Americans after all. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I just love your music. I am so thrilled to have you here, and I know that you have a couple more that we might be able to squeeze in before the end of the time here. So would you like to play another one?
Yeah, we'll play you Run My Pendray, which is kind of about what I do when I fall for somebody in a big way. I just tend to write an awful lot of often very poor poetry about them, and occasionally something good will come out. But yeah, that's what this is about.
I would run my pen dry over you. If you let me, I'd sign my name and address along the side of your thumb, in case you were ever lost and had to hitch yourself a ride home to me. I'd set a sonnet on each of your earlobes, the gentle tattoo of a chant on your back. I'd list your favorite things in Morse code on your chin. I'd furrow your brow with my hieroglyphics. I'd italicize those lines about your eyes. I'd stamp both your feet with a drunk sea shanty. I'd tickle your ribs with a riddle round your middle. I'd write you a postcard right under your nose. And I would run my pen dry over you. If you let me, I'd sign my name and address along the side of your thumb, in case you were ever lost and had to hitch yourself. Engrave a dream on the inside of your eyelids so you could read it when you fell asleep. Trace a brief haiku upon the arches and whorls of your fingertips. I'd like to write a trashy novel in your navel, alliterate lengthy luscious lines along your legs. I'd scribble games of Scrabble on your shoulder blades, not a crossword on your lips, but I'd ink a little prayer there. And I would run my pen dry over you if you let me. And once the ink had dried, I'd cry you clean with contented tears. Tell stories for another pen and run it dry over you.
That is from Love and Other Vices Strings here at KVMR FM Nevada City. Well, I only have 15 minutes left here, and then at which time at 12 o'clock we have the BBC News, and then after that we have the talkies in with Heidi Starr talking about child soldiers. So that would be really interesting. But because we're kind of running out of time, I want to just rush right in there and have you play one more, and then we'll have to let you get on your way. And all the musical journeys that you have coming up.
Cool.
Okay.
Just do a quickie then. Dragonfly.
That's a lovely song from Love and Other Vices Strings here at KVMR.
Dragonfly, wings like a blur of embroidered fears, which you're always turning to and turning from. It doesn't seem to matter where you hide, you can't avoid an absence. Turn your tranquil side to the water, rest a while on my balcony. Shelter here on the other side of me. Dragonfly, the sequins of your eyes give you away. You know we go like water, whispering goodbye. It doesn't seem to matter where you hide, you can't avoid an absence. Turn your tranquil side to the water, rest a while on my balcony. Shelter here on the other side of me. I know you'll be the last to sleep tonight. Dragonfly, you are a cut which will not dry. So let me protect you, let me amulet. let you rest a while. Dragonfly, the sequins of your eyes give you away. You know we go like water, whispering goodbye. And now I know for you there seems no shade, but you can shelter on my balcony. You can shelter here on my balcony.
That's lovely.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you.
It's been such a joy to have you here this morning with me at KVMR. And I know our listeners are going to probably say, so how can I, what's the name of that group again? How do I get in touch with them? So can you say one more time, how can someone email you or get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to the MySpace site to see us. That's www.myspace.com/strings, STRYNGS. You can email us at strings@strings.com, and each time that's spelt with a Y. If you would like to hear or buy any of our music, it's available on CD Baby.
Okay, that's
just
really
look for Strings.
Right, that's good information for our listeners, and thank you again so much for being here this morning.
Thank you
for having us, Laurie. It's been great.
It's